Proclamation number 6726 of 1st of January, 1957. New Year's word. There is still a difficult time ahead of you humans which, however, need not worry anyone who has already surrendered to me, who has already recognized his Creator and Father, his Redeemer and Savior in me and thus already stands on my side because his will fully belongs to me. These, therefore, need not fear the coming time, even though they, too, will be affected, but they will always receive the strength from me to master everything difficult, to become master of all adversity and to remain faithful to me until the end. But to these I address my words with particular urgency to also point out the coming time to their fellow human beings. For they go along with indifference and don't prepare themselves in the slightest for this time by occasionally thinking about their way of life and inner composure and their purpose of existence. In order to now also establish the bond with me which would give them the necessary strength for the coming time. My servants on earth will rarely only find faith if they inform their fellow human beings of my words, of announcements of the end and of the great adversity that will befall the earth beforehand. For no human being wants to believe such things. And the spiritual low level of their souls also determines their degree of realization. They lack the understanding for the spiritual connection of all events with people's attitude towards their God and Creator. And often they do not yet believe in a God, and then the end of this earth is not believable to them either. But all of them will not escape the coming adversity, after all. Such a change can still bring about a change in their attitude and thus also signify salvation in the last hour. And thus the call to repentance goes out to all of you humans, and I admonish you again and again. Be prepared, familiarize yourselves with the thought that your life will not last much longer and then act as if tomorrow would already be your last day. Prepare yourselves. By putting yourselves in order. Do not think of the earthly things you leave behind, but think of what is imperishable. Think of your soul, which will remain, and whether the whole world will pass away. And only take care of this soul as long as you have time. And you will truly find more inner satisfaction than you can now record. For the world's goods cannot completely satisfy you unless your soul is still in the abyss from which, however, it shall ascend in earthly life. Only one thing is important in the coming time, that you find the path to me. Then the adversity will let you take refuge in me and I will help you. But to be without knowledge and without faith in a God and Father means complete lack of strength for you humans to be able to face the coming time. And that is why you are repeatedly pointed to me through my messengers who bring you my word, who inform you on my behalf of the difficult time you are approaching. You should not be without knowledge even if you don't believe it. Yet the adversity can then let you seek help from the one who sent his message to you before. And again you humans can see indications in world events, for it is coming, as it has long been proclaimed through word and scripture. The signs of the end are so obvious to recognize and could also give the unbelievers food for thought. And remember my words, when you see all these things, then you know that the end is near. Amen.